Good Saturday morning. Bob Bosol with you as we start off another Saturday in February with a silage focused program. We start brought to you by Mycogen Brand, silage specific corn hybrids. Visit Mycogen.com. And John Erickson joins us, customer agronomist with Mycogen as usual. John is on the road this time of the year with lots of meetings and farm visits and things like that. But John, you also recently were over at the University of Minnesota talking to some researchers about some of the information that they're about ready to publish as far as BMR, TMFs, plant population, plant quality, things like that. What's the study all about? What are some of the findings that we'll be reading about soon, John?
Well, hopefully growers will be able to read Dr. Jeff Coulter, who is the Corn Extension Agronomist at Minnesota, has conducted a study for the last 2 years, Bob, 2012 and 2013, four different locations in Minnesota, but the locations that are pretty close to Wisconsin, I think, have a good impact, are Rochester and La Crescent. And he's summarizing his data now, but just kind of some of the early information that came from the studies he shared with us. First of all, to kind of set up the studies, I think that the growers will be interested in hearing, is he was looking at populations. What's the effect of plant population on tonnage response and BMR, mycogen BMRs in this case, versus dual-purpose, silage-specific, and in this case he had some TMFs. And then he also was looking at the quality differences and just kind of see how these products worked, more or less looking at the tonnage yield differences and things like that. So what was interesting, and what I'll share right now with our listeners, is the fact that in La Crescent and in Rochester over the last couple of years, as you looked at the data, the tonnages were actually very, very equivalent. At La Crescent, Minnesota, I think in 2012, he had, in that low-mid-30s on silage-specific type hybrids, and the mycogen BMRs in this study happened to be about 32 to 33, kind of the low-mid-30s as well. So one of the concerns growers always kind of ask about is, how's the tonnage on the BMRs? I think this study is going to show, and it's a replicated trial, four different locations, 2 different years, going to show that the tonnages of the BMRs versus other silage specific are very comparable, which is what we tell growers. But I think what's important is, there's a lot of questions about, let's show us some of the data. This will be some very, very important data for growers to see, and it's a very good university research trial from the University of Minnesota. Aspect of this study was looking at three different populations, Bob, 32, I think 37, and 40, around that 40-some thousand. Growers always ask us, how high can we plant these mycogen BMRs? How high can we plant the TMFs? In both categories, there was no significant response to planting from 32 up to about that 40,000 plant. In other words, population differences had no effect on yields, which is kind of surprising to have that in a replicated trial, but it kind of goes back to what we've said on TMFs and BMRs. We like a more moderate population. This trial should substantiate our recommendations on that end. The other side was, the other interesting thing is, as we talk about starch expression, starch components in the silage, looking at population, it looks to me like it's going to be exactly what we say is, as you go up in higher populations, the starch numbers go down. So in order to get a higher percentage of starch in the ration or in the silage, more moderate populations do that. And that showed up in both TMFs or the silage specifics and the BMRs that were included in the study. And again, the significance of this research is that this is two separate years, replicated trials, four different locations throughout Minnesota. It's good data done by an independent researcher, and it validates a lot of the things that we try to discuss with mycogen products.
When might the researchers or University of Minnesota, John, have this available in printed form that we can really take a look at?
Jeff Coulter is summarizing and kind of finishing up his data, and I think it will be available here probably in the next 3 months. And when we do, I'll certainly make you aware of it, and we can talk about that on a future show.
Yeah, interesting stuff. It sounds good. Be good to look at. Thanks, John. Good to talk to you again this morning.
Good to talk to you, Bob.
All right, John Erickson on our Silage Focus program brought to you by Mycogen Brand Silage Pacific Corn Hybrids. Visit mycogen.com. More coming up this Saturday morning. Stay with us on WAX. I'm Bob Bosold.